case for argument this morning is Atlantic Mutual against Jardis Industries. Mr. McGovern.
May it please the Court. My name is Timothy S. McGovern. I'm privileged to represent Atlantic Mutual Insurance Company, who is the subrogated insurer of the cargo at issue in this case. As the Court will recall from the brief, this cargo was a printing press that was loaded into the back of the trailer in Itasca, Illinois, and then carried via interstate to Pennsylvania. During the course of the transit, the printing press moved and damaged another printing press located within the same trailer. The district court below dismissed the claim we had against the shipper of the goods, finding that the shipper had no duty to load the goods into the back of the trailer.
Let me tell you my problem. You aren't going to hear it from your adversary because there isn't one. So you may have to hear the problems from the bench. But the problem is this. The standard analysis of no-duty situations is it's fine. You have no duty. But if you begin doing something, then you can't foul it up. That's the standard Good Samaritan rule. If you're passing by somebody lying on the street who appears to have been hit, you don't have to touch them. You can keep right on walking. No duty. But if you try to administer medical care and you engage in malpractice, you're liable.
Yes, Your Honor.
Now, why isn't that this situation? Jardis had no duty whatsoever to help load anything onto the truck. But if it loads it on the truck in a way that causes harm, it's liable.
Your Honor, we have to focus on the Illinois UCC provision regarding FOB place of shipment.
But why do we have to do that if there's actually that's the duty level. And under right. The Illinois and everybody else's UCC, there's a difference between FOB place and FOB vessel and all of those terms. But as I understand the argument, it goes beyond that and says there is this additional Good Samaritan kind of common law undertaking. And once you say you're going to put the press onto the thing, you can't let it bounce around like a ping pong ball. You have to get it on there properly. They could have stood there with their hands folded on the dock side, but they didn't.
Your Honor, they could have stood there on the dock, and in some cases what happens is the carrier actually loads the goods into the back of their truck.
Right.
But in this case, the shipper put the goods into the back of the truck. And so under the FOB provision, what we're talking about is putting the goods into the possession of the carrier, which is recited in the Illinois UCC. So in order to put the goods into the possession of the carrier, we submit that the shipper has to relinquish custody and control of the goods. Now, the negligent act that occurred in this case, we submit, happened prior to the relinquishing of that possession, and that they failed to adequately secure this printing press into the back of the truck. As Your Honor indicated, in some cases the shipper would sit on the dock and let the carrier load the goods themselves, and that is precisely what happened in the case of Pagano versus Occidental, which the district court relied on in dismissing the case. In Pagano, a truck driver sued the shipper of goods because while the truck driver was loading the goods himself into the back of his own truck, he sustained injury.
Right.
And he sued the shipper, stating that the shipper should have provided him with assistance and help in loading of the goods. And that court held that under those circumstances, the shipper had no duty to assist in the loading for the truck driver.
I'm perfectly willing to accept that there is no duty to assist. The question is whether if you do something you have no duty to do, you can do it negligently.
Well, I think, Your Honor, that in this case,
intentionally badly. Right? Well, suppose the seller of the press decides that it doesn't like its customer. It's been slow paying. And so after the press is tied down on the truck, the seller pours sand in the gears. Would it be free of any liability for that on the ground that, after all, it's FOB, so the whole risk is shifted, so there's no problem pouring sand in the gears?
Well, I don't think that's a correct analysis, Your Honor. I think under the FOB terms, it's the transfer of possession that delineates when the risk of loss transfers. So in this case, the shipper of the goods still had a risk of loss, and and certainly a risk of being held liable for its own negligence in the loading of the goods.
And that's what I thought your position was anyway, that Jardis is the one who put it on, this second press, and they didn't do it. Maybe they didn't have to do it because of the nature of the FOB term, but they did do it, but they didn't do it well. Therefore, I thought you were arguing right. We should reverse the district court.
Which is precisely why we don't want to be arguing about duties.
Yeah.
Your Honor, I...
But that's your position, right? You said they did a bad job of it. They didn't have to, but they did it anyway. They undertook, if you will, to do it, and they can't begin doing it and then leave it in there as a menace to everything else that's right. In the back of the truck. That thus, I thought you were saying we should reverse.
Well, I think that that's partially correct in that... They
didn't they ever teach you in appellate advocacy that if a judge says something right?
Why are you fighting
right?
These questions?
Right,
we're trying to get the focus off duty and onto performance.
Sure,
and
Your Honor.
Well, I think that was in your interest, but you keep coming back to duty, and it's awesome.
Well, I'm sorry, Your Honor. I was trying to actually move away from duty. What I was trying to suggest to the court is that there's no provision in the UCC regarding any duty to load. The UCC doesn't talk about that duty. The UCC talks about transfer of possession.
Right, and I'm just reading from the summary of your argument where you say, since the negligent act in failing to load the machine occurred, blah, 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 Jardis is liable for its own negligence. Jardis accepted the responsibility for loading the machine. It seems to me that's exactly where you need to just rest.
And if the court has no more questions, that is where I would recommend.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much, Mr. McGovern.
Thank you, Your Honors.
You won't be needing to make a reply argument today.
Thank you.
The case is taken under advisement.